Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Resh Mem Hei. We're in the middle of Sif Aleph, and we're learning the halacha of a Jew and a non-Jew who are partners in a shutfus, how they're supposed to operate on Shabbos in order to have the guy work on Shabbos and the Jew obviously not work on Shabbos, so that it's not a case where the non-Jew is working for a Jew. And we saw that the Shulchan Aruch, explained beautifully by the Mishnah Berurah, had told us that what has to be done is there has to be a stipulation from the start, before the Shutfus is formed, that Shabbos is totally the area of the non-Jew, meaning that all the Schar Shabbos is for the non-Jew, whether it's a little or whether it's a lot, and there will be a corresponding day, could be Sunday, could be Monday, that it will be the Jews. And we saw as well that later on, I'm going to see this again in some days, that later on there could be a future splitting equally of the profits, but it will have to be done in a very particular way, as we saw in Sif Katan Hei, that if it's part of a splitting where there's a calculation and they then go ahead and say, oh, now we have to equal it out and start formulating it like that, it will be problematic. And we'll discuss it more later when we get to Sif Beis. But right now, we are up to Sif Katan Vav, where, again, this was at the end of the statement that we just said, where the Shulchan Aruch had said, if there's a stipulation from the start, on the Shutfus, it's totally permissible, namely that Shabbos is the total area of the non-Jew, and that no matter how much is accrued on Shabbos is going to be the Goyz, and no matter how much is accrued on the corresponding day is going to be the Jews. Shabbos is going to be the non-Jews, and the corresponding day is going to be the Jews, no matter how much is earned on each day, each are going to get their particular day. Mutter, Sifkat and Vav, says, V'imlo no da'achakach revach shel kol echad v'yachar al yomo. Now he says something very important. Let's say, after making the stipulation, they can't go ahead and make any real assessment as to how much each made on their particular day. Could go in b'chanut, for example, if they both own a store. So then, l'shon l'chatchila l'chlok b'shova. So then, they will be able to, from the start, split it and totally split the overall profits of Shabbos and the corresponding day, as well as all the other days, they'll be able to split it equally. Because there's no way to really assess how much is Shabbos and how much is Sunday, etc. Now, here, this is a little different than what we're going to see when we get to Sif Beis, that when they stipulated, if afterwards, at the time of the split, the non-Jew agrees to just split everything equally without any getting into any type of calculations and just agree, they could then split. That's only if the non-Jew agrees. Here, since at the end of the day, they can't calculate the revenue of each one's respective day, so, and again, that would typically be the case with a store, so in that scenario, the Jew can even force the non-Jew to split the revenue evenly. That would not be able to be true ever if they actually know how much is made on Shabbos and how much is made on Sunday, because then it would go against the initial stipulation, which basically said that the non-Jew gets all of Shabbos and the Jew gets all of Sunday. It's only after the fact, if the non-Jew agrees, they can, without getting into calculations and manipulations and trying to discuss how, oh, we're going to now even it out because you're making more and I'm making less, so if you just stop, go ahead and agree to split, and the non-Jew agrees, that will be okay. But again, we'll see that again when we get to Sif Beis. Okay, but we're continuing on now. In the Shulchan Aruch, we already saw this, but we'll read it again inside. So he said, "V'imlo hisnu b'tchila kishiyavo l'achlov notel ena yehudi schar shabbosos kulam v'ashar achol kemoso." He said that there was no stipulation from the start. So if you remember, this is the Mechaber holding like the Rambam, that when they come to split, the Jew, the non-Jew, gets all of Shabbos. And the only thing that's going to then be split are the other 6 days. So, bad news. If they don't make a stipulation according to the Shulchan Aruch, this is the Rambam Shita, the Jew loses out totally on all the Shabbos revenue.
Sifkatan Zayin, v'imlo yisnu b'tchila, kasa stama le'asor b'lo hisnu. The way the Shulchan Aruch writes it is, he writes it as a categorical iser, anytime there's no stipulation from the start at the forming of the of the partnership. Meaning, afilu im lo amalo. Even if later, after the partnership was formed, he didn't say to him, to the non-Jew, avodata b'Shabbos, you work on Shabbos, v'ani b'chol, and I work on a weekday. Even if he didn't afterwards tell him to work on Shabbos. V'gam b'shas chaluk, and also at the time of the splitting of the revenue, lo yiskir lo shal Shabbos, there's not even any mention of Shabbos. Rather, el rotel achloki mos tam b'shava. Rather, we're just talking about where, if there was no stipulation, and then later they decide they want to split it evenly, that's a problem according to the Rambam. According to the Shulchan Aruch here, who's quoting the Rambam. Afilu hachi aser. Even so, it's going to be aser. Why? Since there was no stipulation at the time of the initial forming of the Shutfus, the Rambam, which is the Shulchan Aruch's position right here, says that in such a scenario, it's going to be aser to split because there was no stipulation from the start. Then the Ramah. Back to the Ramah. So the Ramah now quotes the Yesh Matirin. Yesh Matirin Hasachar B'dieved Afilu Lo Hisnu. And he quotes now the Rashi Shita, that there are those that are matir in such a scenario where there is no stipulation, afilu lo hisnu, even if there's no stipulation, the chalku stam, and they split it without saying anything. Meaning, the yesh matirin are not going to allow, of course, the Jew afterward, if there was no stipulation, to tell the non-Jew, you work on Shabbos and I'll take Sunday. That would be clearly usher because you're telling the Jew, the non-Jew, to work on Shabbos for you and you'll work, right, and you'll pay him back by working another day. That's clearly a problem, and you can't even mention Shabbos at all in your splitting as well. What has to be done is, they just, at the end, according to these Yesh Matirin, they just split it without saying anything mentioning Shabbos at all, just split the total revenue down the middle of all 7 days. Then it will be okay, according to these Yesh Matirin, and the Ramah then says, V'nira li, and he says, it appears to him, the Ramah, the behefseg gadol yeshlus mochalayu, he says, if it's a big hefseg, you can rely on the Yesh Matirin, says the Ramah. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah here, Sifkat M'ches V'Chalkustam. So we said, according to this Rush's opinion put down here in the Ramah, where he says you can rely on it if it's a Hefzei Gadol, it's only if they split it, Stam, Hainu, that means, Shebeshas Chaluk, at the time of the splitting, Lo Yizkir Lo Yisrael, at the time of the splitting, the Jew does not even mention to the non-Jew Shabbos at all, Lomar, to say, Atatitol, you take Kineged Yom HaMalcha B'Shabbos, you take what you worked on Shabbos, Vani Atol, and I'll take Kineged Yom HaMalin, I'll take corresponding my one day of work during the week. This is even if he doesn't tell the non-Jew to work on Shabbos. Even at the time of the Chalukah, he mentions Shabbos by saying, you take the revenues of Shabbos and I'll take the revenues of Sunday, post facto, post the work. That's also a problem. Rather, the only time the Yesh Matir and Amatir, El Chalku Stam B'Shava. It's only if they split it when there was no stipulation equally without saying anything. They just split the total revenue. The Gam Mairi, and also it's talking Shalom Amalo B'Tchila, and it's also talking where, obviously, he did not say before they worked, Avod Atah B'Shabbos, Vani Avod Kedegah B'Chol. It's obvious that we can't be talking about where he says to the non-Jew after the Shutfus was formed, that you work on Shabbos and I'll work a corresponding day. Because that would for sure be a case where the non-Jew is working for the Jew. The only time this is going to work is if the non-Jew, Stam, works by himself, without any command to work on Shabbos, that's the only time this is going to work. Because if the Jew told him you work on Shabbos, that's already going to be a problem. Because if it's not like this, it's going to be aser l'kula yama b'cholzeh, it's going to be aser according to everyone, to gully daito, because it becomes clear, to shlucho haya, that he is the shliach of the Jew to work on Shabbos, v'hu amal, and he, the Jew, is working kenegdo, corresponding at b'chol, and that's like a payment for the non-Jews working for him on Shabbos. Kevin shemetchila huto al shnei yachad. Since from the start there was no stipulation, and it was basically a joint partnership where they both had the responsibility equally for every day, including Shabbos, and now the Jew would be telling the non-Jew that you take Shabbos and I take Sunday, which would then be the equivalent of telling the non-Jew that you're going to be taking my part of the responsibility of Shabbos, which would then be the equivalent of the non-Jew working for the Jew. Vida, and you should know, the kol asif hazeh ma'iri shayisrael v'eni yehudi heim shutfim v'guf hatana v'amechad. Now he makes a very important
distinction. He says this whole sif has been discussing a case of joint ownership, where a Jew and non-Jew jointly own an oven or a bathhouse. They jointly own the whole enterprise. But the non-Jew does not actually own a share of the oven, but just is doing the labor. Right? The non-Jew is doing the labor, and as payment for baking and igniting the oven, okay, he receives a share of the revenue, the non-Jew. So here, yesh omrim, some say, there are some that say that it's not going to work here at all. This is not going to be effective to make any stipulation. Even if there's a stipulation made that the non-Jew is going to receive the Shabbos revenue, right? Even if it's a tonight, Torah tachok l'chol b'Shabbos, v'ani yom echad b'chol. It's not going to work. Why? The kevuch of gufa tanur shal Yisrael, since the tanur, the whole actual bakery is the Jews and the ovens, have a leitim maskilo tanur al Shabbos. It's like what's happening here is that the Jew is renting to the non-Jew his oven on Shabbos, and the non-Jew is going to be working his oven on Shabbos. Right? Sheyasek lo b'shvil zeh aschar yom echad shel chol. And then what's going to happen is the non-Jew is going to go ahead and work it and bake in it. So since the non-Jew is working on the ovens of the Jew, and it's for the payment of the Jew working another day, corresponding day, so what's happening is now the Jew is getting revenue from his business, which is Schar Shabbos. So even if there's a stipulation, and there's no issue here of Amir La'akum, because there was a stipulation from the start, that's not going to help, because now it's going to be a Schar Shabbos issue, because any time your business enterprise is giving you revenue, that's going to be a problem of Schar Shabbos. So that's why he says, the answer he told Schar Shabbos, Vayena Magen Avram, he said, check out the Magen Avram, Shemasik, who concludes, the Yesh Lachush Lachme Gedezu, he says, Magen Avram says you should be machmir like this opinion, that this is going to be a Schar Shabbos issue if the guy does not actually own a chalek of the business. We have to realize if the guy owns a chalek of the business, he owns a chalek of the tanur, then that's not Schar Shabbos, because then it's the non-Jew who's working on his aspect of the enterprise, because he's a part owner in the oven, in the whole enterprise. So that's what the Magen Avram says. And then he says, since the only issue here is one of Schar Shabbos now, because they made a stipulation, and the issue is purely one of the Jew getting revenue from his tanur, from his bakery on Shabbos, so if it's an issue of Schar Shabbos, it's only v'ofen zeh, in this way, that there's going to be a problem. That he tells him, you work on Shabbos for a corresponding day that I work. But, and it's shehu shelo bavla, and that's a case where it's not a havla case, where Shabbos was incorporated into some other days. Avalimu bavla, but if it's done where it's incorporated into other days of work of the non-Jew in correspondence to other days for the Jew, he says to the non-Jewish baker, you take two ushlosha or 3 days, vani shnayim ushlosha yom, and I'll go ahead and bake 2 or 3 days. Then shari, that's going to work. If they make a stipulation here at the start of the shufas, this will be totally okay, because there's no schar Shabbos, and because it was done by havla, Shabbos is incorporated into other days, and it's fine. And then he says the yesh ma'achronim happens to be the Eliyahu Rabbah, who actually says that the Magen Avram agreed to him in the end. She told him that in such a scenario, lo ba'inam b'zeh she'ein la'in yudi chelik begufatana hisnu me'ikara kevin shu bavla. He says in a case where the non-Jew does not have any pot ownership in the oven, then you don't even need a stipulation from the start. Kevin shu bavla. He says as follows, that in a case such as this, where the non-Jew has no share in the oven itself, it's not even necessary to make a stipulation at the beginning of the partnership. Since Shabbos is incorporated along with the weekdays in terms of Havlah, so there's no Schar Shabbos, and since here, there's no issue here of mutual employment, because the non-Jew doesn't own the oven. So there's going to be no problem at all once the deal for Shabbos is included along with the other weekdays, because the only issue was Chayav Shabbos. And here the Eli Arabah says that the Magen Avraham actually, this I'm just telling you on the side, if you check out the Eli Arabah, he said the Magen Avraham actually agreed with him. So it comes out as follows, just to sum it up. It comes out that in a case where the non-Jew does not have a chelek in the actual business enterprise, in the oven, or if it was a bakehouse, and it's just that the non-Jew is working, is a worker, and he's working for the Jew on Shabbos, then there could be a corresponding day for the Shabbos, as long as they don't do it just for Shabbos, but let's say he does corresponding for Friday and Shabbos, the Jew will take Sunday and Monday. That will work. So much so, that the Rabbah extended to even if there was no stipulation from the start. Because the only time you need a stipulation is if we're talking about a partnership, where the non-Jew actually has a chelek in the enterprise itself. But there's no chelek in the enterprise itself, the only issue is Shchar Shabbat. We continue on in the Ramah. The Eish Omer, those that say, Shekol Zeh, everything that we've been talking about up until now, Lo Mairi, we're only discussing where Ella Bishutfu Shekol Achad Osik Biyomo. We're discussing here, up until now, where the partnership was one in which each partner takes a corresponding day. One partner works on one day, and another partner works on the other day. And there's a problem, if there's no stipulation, if the non-Jew takes Shabbos. Aval, however, kishishneyem oiskim biyachad, let's say if both of them are really working together as partners, kol yimei achol, every day of the week. They're working together. So they each work together. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And it just happens to be, Uva Shabbos, the non-Jew works alone because the Jew's not going to work on Shabbos. Uva Shabbos, Oseka, Eni Yodi Levada. And on Shabbos, the non-Jew, he decides he wants to work by himself because he wants to make money. Then, Mutter Lachlok Imo Kolasar. Then, the Jew can actually split all 7 days equally and get half of the revenue of Shabbos. Why? Because the Yehudi had the Nashi covered. Because the non-Jew is totally working for himself. He says like this, okay, the Jew's not going to work on Shabbos. Okay, but I want to make money on Shabbos, so I'm going to work on Shabbos. So in the end, in that case, since it's a joint enterprise, and the non-Jew decides by himself that he's going to work to make more money for the business, they could split all 7 days. Veini Yisrael nena b'malachto b'Shabbos. The Jew, is, in that case, is not being nena from the non-Jew working for him on Shabbos. Since the non-Jew, okay, and the is not working on behalf of the Jew, because the Jew, as he says, because the agreement does not obligate the Jew to work on Shabbos at all. Meaning, he has no obligation towards the non-Jew, since throughout the week they worked equally, and the non-Jew cannot force him to work on Shabbos, so therefore the non-Jew's work is done only for his own purposes. However, he says, once again, he can't take the Schar Shabbos, except as part of, because they're both jointly own this partnership, so he can't take the revenue from his business, except with Havla, except if it's incorporated with the other days as well, and then he'd be getting revenue from that Shabbos as part of the overall revenue of the week. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah here. Sifkatam Tes B'Yomo. Up until now we've been talking only where each of them are working a different day. Well, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. To us, Kaven the Yisrael also called Yom Rishon, since the Jew is doing all of Sunday, Havalei, it ends up that the Eini Yudi is Kishlucho, the non-Jew becomes his shliach. Lasos called Yom Hashabbos v'Shvilo. In a case where they each take corresponding days, so then the non-Jew, when he works on Shabbos, is working for the Jew, and therefore kach ba'inan shiyasta meikar. And that's why you require this initial stipulation. B'namar Alek, he said before. The kasu achreinim to who adidim any yudi nothing most the Yisrael l'satzik ben b'chol. The achreinim write, where else is the stipulation going to be required? Also, if the non-Jew in this partnership gives money to Yisrael for the Yisrael to go ahead and work on a weekday, and on Shabbos misasekhu, and on Shabbos he'll work in such a case as well, even if it's not a type of partnership where each have a corresponding day. There too you're also going to require a stipulation that also the Yisrael will not be able to get any of the schar from any of the prophets on Shabbos. Ella in Cain, once again, unless there was Yasna Yisrael Imo, unless there was a stipulation with Yisrael
with the non-Jew from the Yisrael and a non-Jew together may carve from the start. That's to be a stipulation from the start that the Jew has nothing at all to do in this partnership with Shabbos. Because if not, since once again they are partners in total in this enterprise, and now the work is upon the Yisrael to do, and the Eina Yehudi Oseh Shlichuso, and the non-Jew is doing the Shlichus of the Yisrael by working on Shabbos, because the Jew is working on a weekday, it's going to be Aser, unless there's a stipulation. Sif Katan Yud, Adaite Denakshe Ka'avid. So the Ramah had said, if the nature of the partnership was that everyone was working, both partners were working equally every day, they weren't taking corresponding days, and then the non-Jew just goes ahead and decides that he's going to work on Shabbos because he wants more profit in the business. So look what he says. It's okay. Because the non-Jew is working for himself. Bishvil chelko, for his chelek. The avalei ka'aris. Because it becomes like an aris, the muter medina. Right? Since the non-Jew by himself decides, listen, I'm going to do work on Shabbos. I don't care if the Jew gets half of the money. I want to at least get half of the money for Shabbos. So I'll do all the work on Shabbos. That will be okay. Because it's like the aris. The non-Jew is fully working for himself. The Jew gets the revenue as well. What's the problem? It's like we said earlier in Siman Reish Nun Gimel by aris. The Kevan Jew, okay, Ach Peiros. Like we have by aris. Since the aris, the sharecropper, takes a percentage of the Peiros, Avid Adak Dinavshe, he's working for himself. Chelek Yisrael, Nishmach Memeira, and the Yisrael's revenue just gets greater, Memeira, along with it. That's fine. He's not working for the Jew. He's working for himself. Vuma didn't come. Same thing here. And with the Sham Aser, there it's going to be Aser by a Tana or Mishra Marasayan. There it's going to be Aser if we're talking by an oven because of Marasayan. Sheyomru Schiruhu. Because people will say that the non-Jew is working for the Jew. The Kam like a Marasayan. Here there's not going to be any Marasayan. You know why? That Kol Yodin Sheyeshlein Yudhi Chelekro. Because everyone knows that the non-Jew is a partner here. So no one's going to be saying that he's working on behalf of the Jew, and he's a worker. He's a stam worker for the Jew. Everyone will know he's working for himself. Sifkat Yiralef, the Eina Yisrael Nena, and the Jew is not getting any hana from the work of the non-Jew, because the non-Jew is just doing it for himself to be able to get more money on Shabbos, and the Jew is just getting it mimela as a byproduct of the non-Jew's work for himself. Rotzalomar Danasiru Rakanam Mela. This means to say that the Jew's accruing revenue here is just coming by itself, along with the non-Jew working for himself. The non-Jew is working for himself, lanoso, for his own benefit. The non-Jew is not working for the Jew to benefit the Jew in order to be the shliach of the Jew. Because the Jew has no obligation to work on Shabbos, because during the other 6 days of the week, they both work together, Ube Shabbos, and on Shabbos, Eina Yudhi Yachol Lechufo Sheyaseh Kimo, the non-Jew can't force him to work if he doesn't want to work on Shabbos, because of this, for sure the non-Jew is working for himself, and any benefit the Jew gets is going to be a byproduct of the non-Jew working totally for himself, but it's only good if Sifkat Nidayz, Bahavla. But this scenario as well is only going to be good because if it's not the case that it's done it's going to look totally like the Jew is getting revenue from his enterprise on Shabbos.